How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Thank you as well for all your lovely comments on the Instagram post we put up, Sue.
Oh, yes. People are so kind.
People are very kind.
Very kind to us.
Also, in an age when, and we've just been talking about like visualized podcasts, a lot of people are filming their podcasts. Our listeners said, don't.
Don't put this out.
We like it as it is.
Don't mess it as it is. Don't mess with the format.
That's the thing.
When you've got a killer format like this, you can just trust it.
You don't want to mess around with it. You know.
No, you just know what it is.
Hit that sweet spot, as people say.
Well, I think that's the thing. I think it took us sort of 6 years to hit the sweet spot,
and then probably another four to work out what that sweet spot was. Yeah, yeah.
Next year,
we're really hoping that that's going to be our year. The Arias. What are they called?
The Arias. I think the Grammys.
Yeah, the Grammys.
Could you imagine if this won a Grammy?
Oh, I imagine it all the time.
Me, you, Chappelle Roan.
Yes.
Is it Chappelle Roan or Chappelle?
I always say Chappelle Roan, but
I think it is Chappelle Roan. Like I was just sort of being silly.
Chappelle.
Making a French.
Yes. Je m'appelle. Well, I think chapeau is hat in French, isn't it?
But that's not her name. That's not her name.
And that's not my name. It's by the Ting Tings, I think, in about 2007.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good guess, 2007. Did you like the Ting Tings?
I did actually quite like that quirky pop rock sort of thing.
I feel like there was a brief period where you and I listened to Alphabeat.
Alphabeat was very much part of that. I don't know if it's like a camp thing. Also, Robin with a Y.
Oh, It Hurt With Every Heartbeat. I feel like that was on in GAY constantly between sort of 2007 and 2009. Oh, maybe earlier than that. Maybe 2004.
That kind of indie pop, indie rock, was it?
I would have been in there wearing maybe a pair of the skinniest jeans you've ever seen.
Yeah.
So skinny. A pair of biker boots. And what I really wanted was the All Saints biker boots, but they were far too expensive. Yeah. So I had like maybe the new look version of them.
Did you have Converse? I think I wore Converse sort of shoes that time.
I think, yes, there would have been. It's sort of weird to think of you in Converse.
It was horrible. And maybe like, I think, thinking
of like a horse in a tracksuit, it just doesn't go.
It would be ridiculous. Yeah. Same now. And cargo trousers. I think we're part of it.
Did you wear cargo trousers?
What I like to wear is like a sort of drudgy coloured khaki cargo trouser with like maybe a bright popping pink t-shirt.
Yeah, I didn't hate that actually. How many pockets are too many pockets, do you think, in a cargo trouser?
Oh, I mean, all of them are too many. Mm-hmm. I mean, I never used a shin pocket. I never wanted to reach down to my shin to get out a thing.
It does beg the question, what were people carrying? Well, I suppose they're army, aren't they? So you'd
carry lots of things, I suppose, back in the day. But for me,
for your tobacco,
yes, maybe that sort of thing. Bully beef. But for me, it was never more than a CD Walkman, and
you wouldn't want that all the way down at your shin.
No, that's true. That's true.
I don't think the headphones would be long enough.
Yeah, that's true, isn't it?
People must remember this predates a Bluetooth wireless headphone.
Oh, does it? I'll say. That's very nostalgic of me to describe them as wonderful times. They weren't particularly. I think they were quite fun.
My main memory of those times of going to gay bars would be, do gay bars still have TV screens showing music videos?
I don't know.
I don't really go to those places anymore.
Often they didn't align with the music being played. That was what always annoyed me.
Why would they?
Yeah, why would anybody bother? Yeah.
It would be like a video of Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey doing that duet from The Prince of Egypt.
Yes, I remember that.
And then the music would be like, yeah. And it hurts with every heartbeat.
I felt there's a lot of Pink being played.
Oh, Tom. It's yeah. People.
Yeah. And Christina Aguilera.
Lesbians love Pink.
Lesbians love Pink. Is that right?
What, the singer? You didn't know this?
Well, I knew she did acrobatics, so I suppose it does go hand in hand.
Well, of course. Yeah, I think she's just... I think we've spoken about this on the podcast before.
Susie, you don't need to say that about things.
No, of course I don't.
Because people...
But yes, I would say that Pink is queer culture.
People watch Loose Women and they talk about similar things.
Oh, honestly.
This morning, I mean...
Oh, my God. Everyone's talking about the same thing all the time.
It's fine.
We only have so many things to say.
As human beings, yes.
Yeah.
How true. The same message over and over again, told in many different stories. But sorry, I got profound there.
And I loved it. I like it when you're profound, when you use profanities.
Profanities.
Is that what that means?
I like that. I like that. Mm. But that time was, you know, that horrible smell of sweet, cheap booze.
Yes. Do you remember in GAY, the club, the women's area was downstairs?
Oh, do you mean where we went?
We went there a few times. Yeah, the bar. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the club was club was in Astoria. I'm getting confused. I mean the bar on Old Compton Street.
The bar on Old Compton Street, and downstairs was the lesbian area. Yeah, yeah. With a pool table, as I remember.
Yeah, it's nice to lean into cliches. There was like poles for the boys upstairs and a pool table downstairs for the girls. And I remember going in there and being utterly terrified.
Absolutely.
And it was really predatory.
Oh, was it?
I think, like, no, it probably wasn't. But I felt very, I was like, oh God, no, I don't know who to talk to. I'm going to have to go back upstairs. Hey, of course. Yes.
I think it is, I think as well, for me, I look back and I go, I was just so scared of everything all the time.
Well, yeah.
I mean, maybe that was...
And here's the thing, Tom, nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed. I still worry about it.
We've just moved the fear.
And I'm just a silly, silly little boy in my pajamas doing a podcast with the users.
Tom. Yeah, but now, listen, if we went into that bar now, we'd own that joint.
People would be like,
I'm so sorry, excuse me. I'm so sorry. Could we just get past? I'm so sorry, excuse me. Could we just get?
People would be so amazed. They'd be like, I can't believe that someone's brought their mum and dad.
They're straight mum and dad.
They're completely straight mum and dad. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what they'd say, no doubt.
No doubt. Oh, they used to occasionally play No Doubt as well. I'm just a girl.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Because obviously I had quite a big crush on Gwen Stefani growing up.
Gwen Stefani, that was the other person I was trying to think of.
Mm. Well, of course, she was in No Doubt. And then they were quite into her solo stuff as well.
Oh, I see. But it was all quite sort of, I want to say earnest. It was certainly a bit serious Rocky Pop, wasn't it?
A bit serious Rocky Pop. I wonder what they play in there now. Do they still play Cascada?
I wonder if they play any quirky hits, or do they just play... For example, your Taylor Swift. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know who, when they announced the Glastonbury lineup, I recognized so few of the names.
I just thought, oh, I couldn't do that. I couldn't stand in a field. If someone got on their shoulders in front of me, I'd say, can you get down, please? I can't see.
Well, but Tom, there's like hundreds of thousands of people there.
I know.
And I think that I'm maybe not fun.
No, you are fun. You're just fun in a, you know, we just
in sort of a Sondheim way.
Exactly. In a fun and a sophisticated, we know who we are now. This is the beauty.
Yeah.
I think in my 20s, I was wearing cargo pants and trying to be something I wasn't because I didn't know who I was.
Converse and cargo pants.
I know. Wide leg. That was a wide leg.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Just let people in on this. Tom wore a wide leg trouser suit last night. I don't know why I said trouser suit, like you might be wearing a skirt suit, which if you did, I would support.
Thank you.
And he looked very 30s and I...
1930s, no.
Not like he was in it. Oh God, he's not like he's in his 30s for at least 10 years. He hasn't looked like he was in his 30s since he was 18. Mm.
He says putting his coffee cup down on the saucer. Yes.
I haven't stopped thinking about the wide leg pantsuit you were wearing. because I just thought you looked so good. And was it a slightly higher waist?
Yes, it was actually. Yeah,
yeah, I mean, it's very flattering.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, I've always been a fan of that. You know, my style icon really is Fred Astaire and that era of...
And your dance icon.
And of course, when you see me on that dance floor at GAY. Not
thing
many people wear tap shoes.
That's what I was just about to say.
Some people say it was unusual.
But you be who you want to be.
Well, I think back then it wasn't fun to be quirky, I didn't feel. It was like you had to wear a bit of a uniform. Otherwise, people were like, why?
Why are you being like that?
Why are you being like that? It was very... maybe that was just because I didn't know where to meet.
Find your people. Yes, I totally agree. I didn't feel like... I always felt like I was sort of putting on a uniform that other people suggested I was wearing.
Yes, exactly that. Exactly.
Whereas what I would really like to wear is like a uniform, because I really like the sleek line of a uniform.
Well, I mean, I tell
military.
B&Q. Oh,
a Morrison's tabard, anything.
Anything like that, a uniform, anything. You don't care.
I just feel quite at home in a uniform.
Do you now?
Yeah.
I can see that now. I can see that. Yes, actually, do you know what? If I'm given a lanyard, I like it. I like to belong like that.
Do you feel like a lanyard makes you belong? Oh, that's nice.
There's a barrier in reception that's got my name on it.
Oh, do you know what? I do often think it must be lovely to have a proper job where you know everybody in the office.
Yes, everybody knows your name.
I love going into, when I pop into our agency off the curb, I do sometimes sit at one of the desks and I'm like, oh, look at me with a job.
Oh, I bet they love that.
And I'm sure I distract everyone and I fanny about and I try and be funny. And then I fuck off again.
That's great. That's what they
so
I'm
nice
sure
for them.
No, but it is nice, isn't it? See people, they go, what are you going to have for lunch?
That oh, sort yeah, of thing. That sort like of chat. Because that conversation is always just with me.
Yes, of course, of course. And it's
what are you going to have for lunch, Suze? I don't know, probably sandwiches or an egg.
But it is difficult. It's very difficult.
Because it must be nice to get in somewhere and have a lady on the desk, maybe called Linda, maybe Alfie's mum.
Maybe.
And you sort of get there, hi, Linda. Hi, how was your weekend? Yeah, nice.
Nice to people. I like that, yeah.
Has the stationery arrived? That sort of thing.
That sort of thing. I like it. I like it. Oh, there's a big meeting today at 10.
Yeah.
That can be.
We're going to go out and do a coffee run. Would you like anything?
That sort of little treat can be very exciting.
What industry do you think you would thrive in, Tom?
I'd like to say furniture.
Oh, yeah. I think if that happens, you might be in Sweden. Not because you're working for IKEA, but just sort of quite sleek lines.
Oh, and there is a man in Sweden that I follow on social media who does a lot of 1930s dressing. Can't remember his handle, but hello if you're listening.
Handlebar moustache would be a good handle.
Now, there is the stream of consciousness format
that people,
come to this podcast for.
Yeah, you're welcome, guys.
Handlebar moustache in what regard, sorry?
Just calling it the handlebar, that being your handle. Handlebar moustache.
Oh, yes. My handle is at handlebar moustache.
Yes, exactly. Why don't you grow a handlebar moustache?
Well, you know what? Sometimes I think I sort of am, because my cheek density is, with the beard, is not that intense. I'm getting a little bit salt and pepper. And and so I think the moustache might be the stronger bit. But I have tried it in the past.
I like you with a tash.
Well, thank you. I mean, when I came back from my holiday.
Like a proper George Michael one.
Well, when I came back from my holiday last year, I had been indulging quite a lot. Maybe the neck was not as pronounced as it could have been. And I felt like I looked like a tube of Pringles.
The man on the tube of Pringles, yes. Or just a tube of Pringles?
Well, a bit of both. A bit of both.
Sure.
The moustache, not like that.
Does he have a name? Is he Mr. Pringle?
I don't know, actually.
Are they any linked to Pringle, the sort of golf wear?
Oh, I don't know. My dad used to like that.
Yeah.
I don't think he had any because it was too fancy for us. But that Pringle design with the diamond on it.
Yeah, love that.
Another link in the stream of consciousness.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited for your new job in Sweden in furniture.
Well, I'll keep you posted.
Please do.
You know, something like that. I just think, but maybe I would like a sort of big organization like in, is it Working Mom? Is that the film I'm thinking of? Working Mom with Diane. Oh, God.
Oh, this is what people listen for.
Diane Keaton.
Are you thinking of the First Wives Club?
No, I have seen that. But the one
that I love that
working,
film.
It is Working Mom. Hang on, I'm going to look it up.
Is it not Working Girl you're thinking of? No.
There is Working Girl, isn't there? Hang on.
There is Working Girl. That's Dolly Parton. isn't it?
Mom. Sitcom. No, it's not working. Diane Keaton, hang on.
You'd like a job. Tom's looking for a job.
Diane Keaton movies. Okay.
Do you know, I would say that she is one of my style icons.
Oh, she's great, isn't she?
You can always trust her to wear a suit and tie really well.
Always.
And maybe like a big floppy hat.
Oh, she does that well.
She does that so well.
As well, in this one, it was when she got, like, she, it was a distant relative who had a child that needed looking after, and it just passed, she sort of inherited a child, but she was like, I've got an important job in a fashion company. And
oh, that's where I'd like to work.
Baby boom. Everyone's shouting it at the wireless set. Baby
are
boom.
They?
They've zoned out. Baby boom is the one.
I would like to work at Vogue. Actually, I think it's probably quite stressful. Oh, I feel like I would like that film just by the poster.
Baby boom. Sorry for the delay on that, everyone.
No, please don't worry. But oh, my mum's ringing me. Go
on. It's quite unnerving when a call comes in on a...
Yes, my call comes through my laptop. I don't know when I said yes.
Oh, I know. And they say we're stressed. They say we're stressed. Also, I saw a headline the other day, which was good weather across Britain, but how long will it last?
It's so British, isn't it?
I nearly reposted it. I'm like, why am I constantly in a state of dread? And then that's it. I was like, oh, this is why.
Yeah, because everything's stressful.
Mm.
And people aren't kind.
People can be unkind. Sometimes. Not always.
I want to tell you about a lunch I had this week, Tom.
Well, perfect, because we were just talking about discussing that in an office.
Well, yes, of course. So I was invited to a lunch by Clang Elizabeth Day.
Wow. Very nice.
It was on International Women's
Day.
She loves
a lunch. Oh.
She does love a lunch. And it was that sort of thing where you didn't get a plus one. You know, you were just going on your tods.
Oh, sorry, Alice.
But everyone was in the same boat. Everyone was in the same boat going on their tods.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt quite nervous because I didn't know anyone other than Elizabeth. And I feel like she might have been quite busy because she was sort of throwing this lunch to celebrate a brand partnership she'd done with A-Line, which is a very nice clothing brand.
Great skirts.
So I got there. I didn't know what to do. I saw Arlene Phillips. She was absolutely charming.
She's lovely, isn't she?
She's so nice. We talked about Starlight Express. It was great.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't we?
Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you?
Anyway, long story short, I'm now in Starlight Express. No, I'm not. And I'm going to Germany on the Starlight Express tour.
That would be a gig.
I mean, right? I'd put my wheels up for that. Little joke.
Little joke.
It was at the Dover, which is a very nice restaurant in maybe Mayfair, somewhere posh in London. Anyway, so we go in, we've got little placemats. I found my name. Great. I'm sitting across from someone, of course, I do not know them. And, oh, hi, I'm Susie. Oh, hi, I'm blah, blah. And we chatted for ages and she was absolutely lovely. And I was like, oh, great. I'm opposite someone who is really easy to talk to, because that's the big thing, isn't it? Things like that where you go, oh, I'm really stressed. I don't know anyone. Oh. People are going to find out that I'm me. I need to put on my act. Susie, you're wearing a tie. Be a confident person. So I put on my act. As Alice always says to me, if you don't feel confident, just pretend you're confident and eventually you'll feel confident.
Wonderful.
So I was doing my acting, 3 years of training. I did a contemporary dance and I'm chatting to this lady. I said, what do you do? She said, I work at Jimmy Choo. I said, how interesting.
Then the whole conversation rhymed as well.
Yes. Yeah. We were in a Dr. Seuss poem.
You didn't mention that at the beginning.
Oh, I'm so sorry. The Who's were there. She said she worked for Jimmy Choo. What do you do? I'm a stand-up comedian. Then we have a really interesting chat. She tells me she's worked at Jimmy Choo for years and years and years. We were talking about the fact that Carrie mentioned Jimmy Choo in Sex and the City.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a very exciting time. They couldn't make shoes quickly enough.
Wow.
Anyway, she was just talking about being part of Jimmy Choo. Da, da, da. Mm. Anyway, and then I said to her, what is your job at Jimmy Choo? And she said, I am the CEO.
Goodness me.
And do you know what? I was just sort of taken by that's sort of true confidence, isn't it? Of like feeling like, well, I don't need to shout about my job.
Mm. Yeah. Absolutely.
And she was just, I thought, oh, that's really, there are some people that we know that don't stop talking about what they're doing.
Absolutely.
And sort of looking over their shoulder the whole time to see if there's someone more interesting to chat to.
Absolutely.
And she was just this like fascinating lady.
What a lovely role model.
Amazing career.
Yeah.
But then was like, oh, let's not talk about that. Yes, it's really interesting. It's great. Nice. We make shoes. We go in. And I was like, what are the meetings like? What are you talking about? So we talk a lot about the size of a heel.
Oh, do they?
And I was like, oh my gosh.
Yes.
Anyway, she was just
how
so
inspiring
lovely.
To meet somebody
yeah,
like
I
that.
Yeah, I found it because she also had worked, when she started at Jimmy Choo, she worked in the shop.
Oh, so she really worked her way up.
She was the fourth employee.
Wow.
Of Jimmy Choo, and Jimmy was the first. And his sister was the second. It was just, I just thought, wow, what an interesting person. And how lovely to sort of spend time with her.
How fabulous. Yeah.
It was quite fabulous, actually.
But also to meet people like that who can be a real shining beacon and show us, like, to model for us that kind of sense of self-belief, but without it being, like, annoying.
Yeah, and also to just go, wow, you're just someone that's worked really, really hard.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Yeah, isn't that lovely? Just show.
Anyway, she had great shoes on.
Well, I should hope so. She wouldn't wear a Converse and a cargo pant.
No, she didn't have Converse with cargo pants on.
No way.
She looked expensive, Tom.
Did she?
Do you know what I mean? You know when you can go,
oh, I bet.
Everything. You know, you get the feeling that everything's hung in her wardrobe.
Yeah.
You know, the t-shirts are going to be hung.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Should I hang my t-shirts?
Well, listen, are you ironing them as soon as they come out of the,
Alfie
as soon as they're dry?
Alfie doesn't like me to wear things that aren't ironed.
No, I know. I wish he could come around and do my ironing.
He probably would. He probably would. Leave him there long enough. He probably would.
Darling, I'll make you a wine. You do all my ironing.
How lovely to make someone a wine.
Yes, of course. I go outside.
Tread those grapes.
Always give the feet a jolly good wash.
Yes, make sure, please. But yeah, well, I never know if I should do that or not.
I think you should.
Keys, but maybe I shouldn't. Yeah,
I think you should hang them.
I need to have a bit of an
orbit.
They
look so much nicer.
Yeah, it looks nicer hanging up, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I've started hanging my sweaters too.
Have you? Does that not make them sort of drop, as in...
Like Tom, everything else is dropping.
Stop it, Susie. That's not true.
No, my boobs are so small. I think that they'll never drop. Susie. Just in case people are interested.
Perfect. Just the way you are.
Thank you. Oh my God, who are you? Bruno Mars?
I'm Bruno Mars now as well. Oh. And this is a wellness podcast.
Do you know who loved Bruno Mars?
Who?
My nan.
Really? That's
yeah.
Nice.
Like she was in her 90s and she was like, oh, I love that boy.
Oh, what is good?
She really liked his
song. Always like a nice upbeat song, isn't it? There's a lot
of... Yeah, and quite positive, which I think my nan was here for.
Well, there's a lot of negative music, isn't there?
Tom, music's very loud.
Very loud. I thought that at the Brits.
Did you go to the Brits?
No, of course not. People like me don't go to the Brits.
Well, I don't know. You might have been invited by someone.
No.
How dare they? How dare they not ask you to perform with Jade?
That's what I assume. Why don't they ask me to perform? I'm always volunteering. but
sure, you could play the piano for someone.
Oh, that would be a lovely...
I've done that wrong. Can we go back?
Sorry, can we just do that once more? Someone playing the flute. That would be fun, wouldn't it? But they wouldn't tolerate that. It's all about coolness. You have to be cool. I think people talk quite a lot, don't they? And I find that very off-putting.
I would find that very distracting.
I would, actually. I would. But yes, I mean, fine, if that's your thing. But why, I can't remember why we mentioned the Brits.
I think we were saying that it's quite loud.
A lot of music is quite loud, isn't it?
Everything's quite loud though, isn't it?
I think the silence is such a luxury. Quiet.
I've started wearing earplugs. When I go, but they're not really earplugs. They're these soft sort of foamy things that you put in your ear. And so that I can read on the train.
Oh, yes, I've heard about these.
I don't want to listen to other people's conversations.
No, and I don't want to listen to other people's phones. Believe
No. There was someone on the train the other day having, honestly, the most intimate conversation with the doctor. And I thought, are you?
Good for you. Then I bet you took those earphones out.
I was like, and then she did what? It was like Maury Povich. There's a blast from the past.
Great blast from the past. People don't care anymore. My niece is developing a very family trait, which is nosiness. And
love.
She is very little, but she, even before she's been speaking, she sort of has this rubber neck kind of ability to go, and this isn't really going to work for an audio, but she just sort of stretches her neck out so she's looking around a corner to find out what's going on over there.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, it's very fun.
I think the thing is that we're all like that, but yes. As a child, we haven't learned that we should be embarrassed of that yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe she never will.
I hope that she's not. Mm. I think that's the thing. It's really interesting. I mean, there's so many wonderful things about being a parent. And that one of the things that is like lovely to see is that my daughter doesn't yet have like the harshness of life hasn't pumice stoned her spirit yet.
Oh, good.
So she'll say things like, gosh, I'm good at that.
That's great.
I'm really good at that. God, I am so fast at running. I think I'm probably the fastest person I know. And you just go, oh, that's so lovely.
What a great, again, great role model.
What a great way to walk through life.
Mm, absolutely, yeah.
I am good at that.
And you see, that's the thing.
I've done a great job.
If I met an adult like that, I don't know if I would. I wouldn't mind them being like that. I think it's the sort of...
It's the fake. It's when someone has done something really well and then they go, oh, I don't know. Is it good?
Yeah, that's kind of annoying.
And you go,
it?
Well, you've won the Turner Prize. So I think
I think you can rest in the fact that's fine. Yes, that's true, isn't it? Yeah, it's funny. It's funny how we don't... we unlearn that skill.
Yeah. I was sort of thinking the other day, I wonder, is she the most confident she's ever going to be at this moment?
And you don't know.
I mean, that's quite sad, isn't it?
No, I mean, you don't know.
I hope she always walks into a room and goes, I guess everyone's thrilled to see me.
I guess I'm the fastest runner probably anyone knows.
Imagine if she's like 21.
I'm really good at running.
I would imagine that I'm the fastest person in this room.
And then demands to have a race to prove it.
Yes. Nan, get up. Mum, get up.
Okay. Are we doing this or not? Yeah, great.
Yeah,
great.
Quite officious as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on then, let's go.
Wow, I think that's great.
I think good for her.
Good for her.
Oh, okay. So we've had quite an important email about Kill the Midwife.
We've had a couple, actually. Go on.
Yeah. Hi, Tom and Susie. I hope you're both keeping well. Just listening to this week's episode about Call the Midwife and wanting to see a Princess Anne crossover with The Crown. Had to write in, as I'm not sure if you're already aware of this, but Erin Doherty, who plays Princess Anne, has already been in Call the Midwife. She plays Jessie March in series 6, whose husband went blind after an accident at the docks. Perhaps why the crossover could sadly never happen. Mm. Always loving the pod, even though I'm trying hard not to get any Kill the Midwife spoilers, as I'm currently rewatching it all and yet to start the current series. Bye, 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 bye. And they've just signed off as M. So I don't know if it's Judi Dench.
That would be great if Judy's
James
listening.
Bond.
Yeah, thank you.
But that was from M. Mm,
thank you for that. Call the Midwife, Kill the Midwife. Info. No spoilers with the new series. All I'll say is there's a lot of town meetings.
And aliens.
And then when those aliens visit, some
that
people say
surprise,
it jumps the shark. But for me, I knew it was coming. It was the natural progression. Hi, Susie and Tom. Much love to you both. I just listened to your latest episode where you discussed the potential end of Call the Midwife. Mm. I'll be very sad. Spoiler alert. I will be very sad to see the show come to a close, but I know that the premise of home births and an order of nuns carrying out so much community healthcare won't last forever as we go into the 1970s. I've been wondering if they will do a spin-off as the show ends. Sister Julianne Clary has made a couple of references to delivering babies during the Blitz. A prequel. And I think that could make a great prequel. Or following Trixie after the Order's work comes to an end, maybe if she goes to work in a hospital, or possibly even Kill the Midwife, a camp murder mystery spin-off. Oh my goodness. I'm curious what Call the Midwife spin-offs both of you would like to see. Much love from Hayley. Hayley, that's a great run of
all
things.
Of this stuff.
All of those things.
Really good.
Midwives in space. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, Tom, don't talk too much about Midwives in Space because we don't want anyone to take our idea.
We don't want people stealing this. That's true.
That's the thing. We have copywritten that.
We have that because it's been said here. We own it. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe, okay. So don't try and get Midwives in Space. Don't get
Midwives in Space. Midwives Trek Around the World.
Midwives MasterChef.
Midwife Island. Love Island.
That's good though. That's just midwives getting a break.
I'm a midwife.
Which I bet they need.
Oh yeah, true. They probably think of the Isle of Dogs, which is just across from Poplar, actually. It would be Midwife Island.
The Isle of Midwives.
The Isle of Midwives, yeah.
Lovely.
Also, I'm a midwife, get me out of here.
That'd be really nice.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
I like all of that. Strictly Come Midwives.
Midwife's Got Talent. Midwives on Ice.
Oh, love Midwives on Ice.
Love that show.
Yeah, really good. Saturday morning. Baby on Ice.
Saturday morning Midwives.
I mean, yeah. It's all good. It's all good stuff.
I absolutely love all of these ideas. Loose midwives. Yeah. I'm just saying, it's an option.
I think all of them are options.
Just,
it'd be good to see that crossover. I really hope that... I think they're right. I think Trixie could do something.
I would like to see Trixie when she's in New York, you know, running that. Is it a fashion brand her husband has or something?
No, I don't think so. Maybe something to do with property.
Oh, yeah.
But I couldn't be sure.
And do you think maybe he meets the cast? She meets the cast of Mad Men when she's there. Maybe she marries Don Draper.
That would be a lovely crossover.
That would be a good crossover, wouldn't it?
Who's that actress that I love that's got red hair that's in it? Jessica Chastain.
Who was on Jonathan Ross, I think, recently.
Oh, really? You know who her dad is? Hmm. Ron Howard. From Happy Days.
No, that's not true.
No, I don't mean that.
Oh.
Do you know who I've confused it with? Bryce someone.
Oh.
No, wait a minute.
Great. Get all
Jessica Chastain isn't the person I'm thinking of.
I'm sure I'd be aware of that. They don't really look alike.
No, wait a second. I'm thinking of Bryce Dallas Howard.
Oh, different person.
Who I don't know if she's in Mad Men. Oh my God, maybe cut this bit.
People like it. People like it too.
Do they?
Yeah.
Guys, I'm really sorry. I don't think she was in Mad Men.
But I think Sister Julianne Clary would be a good prequel. I'd like to see what her beginnings were. Why did she join the nunnery?
That's really important.
You know, I'd like to know. Yeah, The Blitz would be interesting. What life was like before, you know, between the wars.
Oh, okay.
You know,
yeah, I'm into it.
I think people would like it.
Yes. I think there's a lot to unpack.
Yes, absolutely. All different. I mean, what about old Sister Monica Joan? What about her? What's her?
Oh, I mean, yeah, we could go right back.
Go right back. What was it like?
So she would have been born at, Victorian.
She probably would have been a Victorian, wouldn't she? She'd be like 18, 9. Don't you think she's about 70 or 80 in 1970?
Yeah, must be.
So she'd be born in the 1890s.
And Queen Victoria was still around?
Till 1901.
Mm-hmm. God, thank God you're here. Just so everyone's clear, I've just done a very quick Wikipedia. Jessica Chastain and Bryce Dallas Howard are two different people.
Oh, you've cleared it up.
So just so everyone knows.
Well, I get things on, if I check my Facebook page, I get these kind of, these pushed videos, which are always like, you'll never believe who was around at the same time as the Wild West. That was one I saw the other day. You'll never believe.
Oh, who was it?
Well, it was like Queen Victoria and I was like, well, yeah, because it was the 19th century. So that was quite predictable. Or do you know, it'll be something, it'll be like something that's not that interesting, but they'll phrase it.
They'll phrase it like it's the most interesting thing in the world.
And I'll end up watching some sort of like AI recreation of what they imagine Tudor London to look like, which isn't always that accurate, it turns out, in the comments.
No, I don't think so. But, I also just want people to know that the person I was thinking of in Mad Men is actually Christina Hendricks. God, I've really been around the houses with three quite cool women with red hair. They're all actresses. I'm really sorry. I think cut all of this.
Susie,
I think cut the podcast.
Susie, why are you doing this yourself? It's great.
I don't know.
It's great content. People want reality.
Is it? Hashtag content?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Should we go?
Yeah, let's go. But Suze, thanks for this lovely chat. And also,
thanks.
Susie is appearing on a forthcoming episode of Apprentice, You're Fired.
This is true.
Next week. And I think it's going to be great.
And Tom's wearing nice suits.
Well, he tries to.
And we're very proud of him as well.
Well, that's very nice of you to say.
Okay.
Well done, everyone.
Well done, everyone. I'll see you later.
We'll see you later. And Susie, when is the book out?
The book's out in June.
June. Pre-order's available right now.
Pre-order's available right now.
And the tour?
The tour also starts in June. It's like someone has planned it for me.
Oh.
And quite a lot of the dates are quite close to selling out. So if you haven't got a ticket and you do want to come, please buy one soon.
Cool work, Susie. Well done.
I'm so bad at selling things. I'm like, if you want to come, but no pressure.
That's our brand.
That's our brand. Tom, where are you going in Australia?
Oh, well, I'm going to Melbourne and then I'm going to Perth and then Brisbane and I'm going to Sydney. And we've just added we're adding an extra date in Brisbane. So that's exciting.
Brizzy.
So if you are in Australia or you know anyone in Australia, it'd be lovely to see them.
Tell them.
The info for tickets is on my Instagram.
Marvellous. Oh, how exciting.
Wow.
You'll have a grand old time. Go and see Tom. The show's wonderful.
Well, that would be nice. But Suze, you have a great week.
You have a great week too. And all of our listeners.
And all of the listeners, have a great week. And
have a great week.
You have great weeks. You're doing really well.
We're really proud of you.
We're really proud of you. And thank you for your lovely messages. And we'll speak to you later.
Okay, bye. Okay,
bye for now, everyone. Bye for now.
Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.